this every time you're going
to
do this?
You're listening to Zen with My Name is Mike Wilmot.
Mikey Wilmot.
That's the song from the first episode.
Yes, it's been how many now?
We're on episode 20, or season 2, episode 10.
So this is the finale of season 1, 2 of season 2.
This is the finale of season
4. Because we're going on hiatus, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Because young Philip, Watsonburger ski, is going to Vietnam.
Why is that, Mike? Well, sing it.
No, I won't sing this song. My Mike,
Nickel, I'm not a nickel.
I get it, Phil. You're nickel.
I'm Watkinson.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Fuck that. You know what? This is
going to
be.
You're going to Vietnam.
We're
going to
nail
this.
I'm going to Vietnam.
Don't start anything.
For 2 weeks. I'm going to ride motorcycles on the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which is between Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City.
I know. I've seen all the movies with the war.
What the war?
I can't believe you're going over there with those people.
I just gotta go back and go to Nam.
All the people that I don't know anything else. A lot of flamethrowers. Watch out for the flamethrowers, Phil.
Yeah, watch out for that.
And you know, you get into a lot of trouble. Just watch your mouth.
You know what? I'm low energy today, Mike. So if you could do maybe more of the talking, Zen with Mike Wilmot.
I wanted to do a theme show today.
Oh no!
On the life of Soupy Sales. And then my computer just told me he's dead, I'm all depressed.
How about the death of Soupy Sales?
I thought, no, it's not the same.
Why don't you tell us about Soupy Sales?
I wasn't going to, not that I was just going to look into it. He was a comic.
Well, Ray Stevens is still alive.
Ray Stevens and Soupy Sales, you couldn't get more 180. You heard my brain.
Kidding.
You gave me Parkinson's. You made my brain divide.
Ray Stevens
and Soupy Sales.
Soupy Sales. Ray Stevens just put out a new track called... what was it called? Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is stalking me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? They call him the Streak. Look at that. Isn't that him?
Oh, yes, they call him the Streak.
But that's him, right?
Don't look, Ethel.
Doris. Oh, that's right. Ethel.
Ethel. You know why I remember it was Ethel? Because Ethel is my mother's name.
Oh,
Ethel Watkinson.
Ethel Watkinson. I've got a Watkinson.
You've
got a thing all shiny.
I love Ray Stevens. I remember growing up to that. And he was kind of like the Weird Al Yankovic of our
generation. Didn't he have one about weed, wacky weed or something like that? Was sitting there smiling, waving, sitting on our big pile of seeds.
Was he a pot smoker, I wonder?
I don't know. It was a very pot-friendly tune.
Didn't he do a squirrel song as well? Something about a squirrel?
I don't know that much about it. I know those. Look at that. And Ethel.
What's the one? Look at that.
Well, that's the Streak.
Oh, yes, they call him the Streak.
Look at that.
The fastest man on 2 feet.
And
don't look, Ethel.
And then the one about the pot, which I can't remember that one very well. Al Jaffee's still alive.
So that's what came out of the Vietnam War.
I don't know how I went from Soupy Sales to Al Jaffee. I guess I'm just looking for old Jewish people.
But why?
To praise.
Oh, right. Like Hitler?
No. Hitler wasn't all
Yes,
Jewish,
he was
just
Jewish.
Just a little bit. But no,
Hitler was Jewish.
Who else?
Oh no, we're going to get the British.
95-year-old Jewish legend, Carl Reiner, is 95.
Yes.
Mel Brooks, who I believe is king of the Jews, is 90.
90.
And is working right now in England with Ross Noble.
He is. They're doing the Young Frankenstein
musical. It's been retooled because apparently
Ross Noble's playing Igor.
Igor. Yeah. One of the best.
And his hump moves around in the movie.
Yes. And which it probably will in the play. It would be neat if it was actually moving, like physically moved as he talked.
Yeah.
Like if they'd have some sort of gimmick.
More of a deconstructive Young Frankenstein where the hump sings a song.
The hump.
I am the hump that moves around.
Yeah, well, this is why you're not Mel Brooks.
Why? That's not the reason I'm not Mel Brooks. The reason I'm not Mel Brooks is because my mother, Ethel Watkinson, is not Mel Brooks' mother.
Yeah, well, there's other reasons.
There are. That
I just wanted to praise Soupy Sales for still being alive, but he died in 2008.
How does Soupy Sales have anything to do with
it? It all started with you making soup.
All right.
Yeah, you were making a bowl of soup. And I thought Soupy Sales.
No, I said Soupy Sales to you.
No, you said something that sounded like Soupy Sales.
No, you said soupy souls.
Soup is good for the soul, and you went soupy souls.
I said soupy, but I meant soupy sales.
I know what you meant, but I thought, oh, well, that...
I could have said soapy sales.
I never heard of his death. That's what that sort of bugs me, that I wasn't informed of Soupy Sales passing in 2008.
You'd think that would have been on the cover of the Sun.
You would know.
Sure. So Prince Philip retires, Soupy Sales dies.
If you're in comedy and one of us dies, you should know.
Oh, if you die, I'll let you know.
Do you think Soupy Sales would...
Mike.
Was he on the Oscars? You know, they say goodbye to dead people on the Oscars.
I'll let you know.
Was Soupy Sales there?
No.
Was Soupy...
Was he? Probably.
He better
should
be.
Should we look at it? Should we check it out? Later on.
Who
died? When did he die? What year?
2008.
Ooh, I remember the Oscars in that year. Yeah. Wait, was he in an Oscar-winning movie?
No, Soupy Sales.
Yeah. Was he in Philadelphia?
He was in that one picture.
No, Philadelphia, was it?
Where he was being...
That's Tom Hanks.
He didn't do his own stunts.
Soupy Sales.
He was being dragged on the back of a boat. That's all I remember. And I forget the name of the movie. Here's a trivia question to our listener.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Somebody email text or whatever. What is it you do?
Text.
Tweet us.
Tweet.
Tweet the name of Soupy Sales' big movie.
At Zen Wilmot.
Because we're the one that they backed them. This is going to be Soupy Sales' vehicle.
And if you get it right, Jeff Green will send you $25 Australian to your address.
Don't make false claims.
I'm not making false claims.
I will send you at your expense a Phil Nickel DVD. He's got stacks.
That's at my expense.
Stacks. It's what he said.
It's weird. You're sitting on them.
No,
I formed chairs and furniture out of the excess.
Well, you need this. What are these?
These are USB sticks.
He's got USB sticks.
Like, I'm holding it up to the microphone so you can hear it.
You can put that in your computer so you can get more fill.
So the USB is like a memory stick, and you get 4 gigs
of
memory.
Fill of fill.
You get 2 DVDs on there, and...
What's the name of it?
It's called Phil Nickel.
See, your name is Phil Nickel.
No,
I knew it's you. I knew it was you from day one.
That's not me.
I see the letters. I see all you get letters.
Phil Nickel's a character. Phil Watkinson plays. This is the real me.
Oh,
dude, when you were in high school, did you have any Vietnamese boat people come to?
I had a Vietnamese buddy in high school. We went on the Outer Loop.
What was his name?
It's I can't remember now.
Yeah,
it was him and I, Dave Kerfoot. And an Italian dude. I can't remember his name. Yeah. My God. We went on a backpack thing in Algonquin together when I was 17 or 18 years old.
Wow. That's,
and he was Vietnamese.
Well, that'd be nice.
Ed Ling.
What was his name?
Ed Ling.
Egg Ling.
Ed Ling. And he was teaching
us
Vietnamese.
I'm going to Google that. And if it comes up as a Google whack, you're fucking crazy.
That means Nancy Lazarevich and him have got married.
Nancy Lazarevich Lin.
Ed Ling.
Lin.
His dad, in fact, we blew all our money at that really cool hotel up in Huntsville that Joni Mitchell sang about. Was it Joni Mitchell or Neil Young? The Empire Hotel.
That's Joni Mitchell.
That's Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
We blew all our money at the Empire Hotel. And Ed Ling's poor father had to drive all the way to Huntsville to pick up these four punk teenagers covered in bikes.
You know, I don't think the drive to Huntsville is the same as going on a boat from across the peninsula.
Well, I don't know if he was a boat guy. I think they flew. They flew them.
Where
are they going to get off the boat? Lake they're Ontario?
Boat no, but they're boat. Yes, but they still had to go to boat.
So they were called boat people because they were escaping the war. And then they take a boat.
They had to escape
the ferry.
Look, I'm the one going to Vietnam. I know what happened. I'm going to take a boat there.
No, but
I'm going
to
recreate it.
You're making it sound like, you know, it's Nam. You're going to Vietnam as a tourist.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to Vietnam as a performer.
Rich Hall went to Vietnam, drank cobra blood.
Did he?
Yeah, with Tom Rhodes' dad served in Vietnam. Was in the Vietnam War.
But that's part of what you do.
Tom Rhodes. And when Tom Rhodes did a comedy special saluting his father.
Right. Oh, hey, Tom. Well, I'd like to see. Can you get that? Where can we get that?
I don't know.
Maybe we could play a bit of Tom Rhodes at the end of this.
We don't want to do any stand up on this show, do we?
Well, you're not.
I don't do stand up.
Actually, what if I put on some of yours at the end?
Don't you fucking dare.
I'm going to.
We're done. We're done.
Yep.
Same.
Bye.
Okay, we're not done.
We're not done. How could you end our final episode of our second series?
Well, you originally wanted us to do 3 back to back so it would be looking like you didn't go to Vietnam and then we kept.
But like we did, like we did when you went to Canada.
Yeah,
but you sat around in Canada on your
fat can.
I didn't say fat can. You don't have a fat can. You get a little bony ass now.
I got a little bony.
Oh yes, they call him the streak.
Look at that! Look at that!
Ethel,
don't look at him! Don't look at his cock, Ethel. That's the when he gets
Vietnam,
a little rowdy.
Vietnam is one of the main wars that the U.S. didn't win as well. The other one being the War of 1812.
But which they say they didn't. They have a whole different rule.
Oh,
on that.
Do they?
The 1812. They think they won that one.
We burned the White House down.
That's why it's a White House.
That's right.
It was whitewashed because we burned it down. Canada, and then we went back across the border.
Yeah,
we didn't continue.
That's so Canadian. We beat you guys.
And it's not Canadian. It's the Brits. Remember, Canada's 150 years old.
No, it was Upper Canada, Lower Canada.
It actually brought the country together.
Canada's
only Canada for the last 150 years, which this country thinks is ridiculous.
But it was the first...
Oh, by the way, the sounds you hear, this is the open window episode of Zen with
Oh, yeah, because it's spring.
And the windows are open, the door is open, and it's absolutely beautiful here in Britain's capital.
Yep.
What's it called again? Londinium?
Londinium.
We're here in Londinium.
Londinium. The home of the British forces. Which
what they're here in Crouch End?
Yeah. What year did the Vietnam War end?
1973?
75?
73?
75? 73? 75? 73? 75? Fall of Seoul. Hey, Siri! Don't ask Siri. Oh, look at you with all your tech. I'm going to Google it. I am Googling it.
When did the Vietnam War end?
Googling it. I'm Googling it.
It says right here, none of your business.
I'm going to Google it.
Hey, Siri.
What time's the Vietnam? You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Hey Siri. When did the Vietnam War end? I found something about Vietnam War. 75. Yeah. Saigon. Fall of Saigon.
75, I was right. Yeah. 75. Fall of Saigon. What did I say? Seoul. That's Korea.
That's Korea. The Fall of Seoul?
The Fall of Seoul.
That's the House of Seoul. No, that's the Father of Seoul.
No, that's...
The Fall of Philadelphia. The House of Seoul.
James Brown.
Yeah, the Father of Seoul was not from Korea. Isn't that weird? That's so strange.
That is strange.
That's why there's...
Soupy Souls. It's all coming around.
It's all coming around again. It must be at the 14-minute mark for sure.
No, it's at the 12-minute mark.
12-minute mark. Well, were
you just trying to get out of this?
No, I've been trying to get out of this for 20 episodes.
No, you're not.
This is season two.
What do we get good out of Vietnam War? We got Woodstock. We got the Woodstock generation.
We got Melanie.
I got a brand new pair of
roller skates. But was that what? What are you talking about? Is that all 1975 references?
No. Not so,
Woodstock was 69.
I know. It's a whole different decade. Yeah, but that's what the Vietnam War
was about. Woodstock.
I think a war gives the protester the anti-war movement something.
The anti-war movement was because of the draft. If there was a draft today, there would be an anti-war movement. The reason there isn't no one's fighting for anything or trying to hit in the fucking streets is because they don't have to go to war. The young people of today, Philip, you mark my words, cunts, every one of them.
Oh, yes, they call him the streak. Well, that was a fun episode. This is our last episode. If you want to hit the PayPal button and donate money like Jeff Green, please.
But Jeff did it as a joke.
I know.
A very generous joke.
It was a great joke.
It was a wonderful joke.
It's a joke. Feel jokey.
Don't want to play a joke on us. Is how it should be and will remain free.
Play a joke on us here at Zen with Mike Wilmot. Episode 20.
Yeah, has it been 20 already?
It's been 20.
So we've been at this for how long now? There's not even a hint of improvement. From the beginning. That's amazing in itself.
We've got a better...
That in 20 fucking episodes, this isn't remotely better than it was when we started. It's like the speed of light. It's a constant.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Phil. Happy anniversary. I bet we still have time.
Yeah, we do. When you're looking for a good ending,
it doesn't show up.
But I know, but that was just trying. You were trying to do it. You were forcing it.
And we're talking over all one another, which is a thing we shouldn't be doing.
We do it all the time. That's what people
listen for. No one's listening if you're talking over.
They want to hear
you on shows. They don't talk over one another because no one listens.
Two guys talking over each other. That's why Jeff Green
bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
He gives $50 to talk over one
another. You're still trying to gouge.
I'm not
Jeff
trying to get money out of anybody.
For more money?
Not trying to get any
Jeff,
money.
Jeff has produced all not of these shows.
Let's say thanks to Richard Wood. Thanks to Cammie Sinclair. Thanks to everyone.
That's two listeners.
Who listens. The Somalians. That's 47 listeners.
And yeah, well,
and I think Jeff Green. Who, I don't know if he even listened to it, but he certainly gave us $50, which you can do.
I think he probably tried to send. I bet he tried to send five, but he accidentally hit the zero too.
Push the PayPal button.
You don't have to push the PayPal button.
And while I'm away, I'm going to be loading up our whole playlist. So if you can get all the fun songs, the Dancing Whales, the Electric Pigs, you can download it all and have your very own.
Send them money.
Very own.
Send the Dancing Pigs money.
The pigs.
Send
dead.
The whales money. The whales need the your money. It's if like, anything, Phil, you've got too much money.
Pig is dead. Like Soupy Sales is dead.
Yeah, damn it, huh? Al Jaffee's still alive.
None of you mentioned him. Yeah. I bet he's gone within the week.
Don't say that. Al Jaffee snapped the answers to stupid questions.
Hey, Al.
Hey, is that an octopus? Did you ever see that one?
No.
This
is in Mad Magazine.
There's an armed guard standing in front of an aquarium, and there's a giant octopus, and it's a sign above it saying, giant octopus. And the guy says, is that a giant octopus? And the guard goes, I don't know, stupid. I've never turned around. See, that's pretty good. When you're nine. But he always had those snappy answers. Snappy answers don't start with, I don't know, stupid. That's what made me laugh.
It's a snappy answer.
It's a snappy, though. Hey, I don't know.
First thing I could think of.
Hey, stupid. Yeah. I don't know, stupid. You stupid idiot. That's not very snappy.
Yeah.
But he's still alive. I wonder if Don Martin's still alive. Creator of Captain Clutch.
I seem to remember Don Martin passing away.
What you didn't know about how if Don Martin's dead, and Soupy Sales is gone, what's the point?
Don Martin died in the year 2000.
My God, I wonder what this sounded like when they dug his grave. Schlucky, 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 schlucky. You know how he used to always make goofy sound effects. That's him digging Don Martin's grave. Schlucky, schracky, quacky, 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 schlucky, yuck, squawk.
We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Have a great trip, Phil, and watch out for snakes.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation. On the scene at the supermarket, there seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird. Ethel's over there in the jams, jellies, preserves, and pickles. I hollered over there. I said, don't look, Ethel! She dropped a whole jar of kumquats and fell back into the sweet midget cider. Had us too late, she'd done been incensed.
Here he comes!
Boogity, boogity.
Here he comes!
Boogity, boogity.
Well, yes, they call him the street. Fast thing on 2 feet. He's just as proud as he can be of his anatomy. He gonna give us a peek. Well, yes, they call him the street. Like to show off his physique. If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round.
Everyone, your Action News reporter on the scene at the gas station. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just in here trying to get some air in my car there, and he disappeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there, didn't have nothing on but a smile. Ethel's in there getting her a cold drink. I hollered in there, I said, don't look, Ethel! Too late, she done been moved. Flashed her right there in front of the shock absorbers. Boogity, boogity. A boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the news.
Well, yes, they call him the street. Likes to turn the other cheek. He's always making the news, wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Hello, once again, everyone. Your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym, covering the disturbance of the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. It's halftime. I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats. Right down the middle of the court there, didn't have nothing on but his high-top Reeboks. He was a dribbling. Made a jump shot, got out through the concession. I hollered up at Ethel, I said, don't look, Ethel! Too late, she done got a free shot.
grandstander right there in front of the home team.
Oh, yes, they call him the Street.
Whoa, here he comes again.
Fastest thing on
Who's that
feet.
With? Ethel? Is that you, he's Ethel?
Proud
Where do you think you're going?
On his anatomy.
You get your give clothes us a on.
Oh, yes, they call him the Street.
Ethel, you that play show some hussy. Say it is a
if there's
show.
An audience to be found, you'll be streaking around.
Okay, crew, let's go. Let's get the agent
get all the shots. Yeah, absolutely.
Go.
Anyway, this was especially
Well, yeah. Once again, Mr. Stevens, you have managed to, pardon the expression, barely stay within the bounds of what is permissible.